Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Well, good morning to everyone. Great to have you with us here in Political Coffee as we begin a new broadcast week. I hope that you're able to hang with us all 2 hours today because I do want to get your perspective on Donald Trump's speech yesterday at CPAC. Did you watch it? Did you listen to it? What did you think? And I'm going to give you what I think about not only his speech, but where we're headed, not just as a party, because Donald Trump brings a lot of people to the movement, not the party. Get it? We're going to talk about that today because there's lots being written about it, but I really want to know just what are your impressions? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And of course, you can always send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. There's some other things going on out there, including this 3,000%, I'm not kidding you, proposed alcohol tax in Oregon. Now, I'm going to make a prediction to you. This is a bill supposedly, of course, to fund more addiction recovery treatments and curb underage drinking and binge drinking. Well, here's my prediction to you. This is House Bill 3296. My prediction to you is this. The wine people are going to get a special carve out. Now, why would that be? It's not hard to figure it out, folks. Because an awful lot of the people in the wine making business are big donors to Democrats. And who's writing all these bills? Democrats. So there you go. In fact, I think they're going to, I mean, look, when you have Alex Sokol of Sokol Blosser Winery, he says the tax would be a deterrent for all wine sales. Yeah. You know why? Well, they quote him again. This, by the way, is a Channel 8 news story. It would make it cheaper for somebody to buy our wine in New York City and have it shipped here than to buy it from your local grocery store. I want you to think about that for a moment. It would be cheaper for Sokol Blosser Winery, which, by the way, Nick Blosser, I think is Governor Kate Brown's chief of staff. I wonder if he would be talking to her about this. Nah, that never happens. Anyway, I want you to think. So Sokol Blosser Winery makes wine in Dundee, right? They could literally make it, ship it to New York City, and then somebody buy it there and ship it back to Oregon. And it would be cheaper than going and just buying it at a grocery store in Oregon. You see, once again, this is a tax that only applies to Oregon-made products sold in Oregon. I want you to think about that. Who else gets those exemptions? Intel. Nike. And guess what? They're big donors to Democrats, too. You mark my words, folks. They're going to get a carve-out in this thing if it gets passed. Oh, and there's little bit of a walk back on Oregon's racist white supremacist math instruction program. It's the micro course in math equity, and it's not mandatory. Yeah, teachers could sign up for it. Well, guess what? The ridicule this has gotten all across the country. It's gotten a lot, folks. And it's not just the idea about it, but it's the 82-page workbook that describes how teachers can, quote, examine their actions and belief and values around teaching mathematics, unquote. Now, that sounds innocuous, right? But then, it says, well, white supremacy culture can show up in the classroom in various ways, including, quoting, the focus on getting the right answer, unquote. When students, quote, students are required to show their work, unquote. Now, what's interesting is that, and this is a Channel 2 story, that the debate is beginning to really rage. Alan Alley, former chairman of the Oregon Republican Party, governor's candidate, said ODE should have never offered the course. Now, why is this important? Well, you know why? Alan Alley's an engineer, folks. He started a chip company with some other guys. An incredibly great success story in Oregon. He's quoted as saying, trying to introduce something other than the correct answer in math and then somehow tying it to white supremacy is ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. I can't disagree with it more. Now, what's interesting is you read through this story that apparently it has been quietly pulled back. KETU, they write, learned of the micro course, or has learned of the micro course to be offered on February 25th, was canceled. But the reasons are unknown. Huh? KATU repeatedly reached out to ODE for an on-camera interview, but they declined. Instead, they sent a following statement. And it is a bunch of bureaucratic gobbledygook. So apparently it's been canceled. We'll see, folks. Because believe me, it'll be back. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I want to know what you thought of Donald Trump's speech at CPAC. I listened to all of it. And in just perfect Donald Trump form, he was only an hour late. He was, folks. This thing was supposed to have started at 12:40, according to the official start time, West Coast time. It started at 1:40. There you go. He didn't let the election issue go. Is that good or bad? What are your impressions of the speech? 503-589-1220. And in fact, my friend Mark Fincham, state representative from Arizona that led the Rudy Giuliani hearing down there, there's a story in the Gateway Pundit about he is suing the Arizona Democrats for malice after they accused him of treason for reporting on suspected election fraud. This is all meant, folks. He's suing them for defamation, for accusing him of treason and sedition. And he shared this at CPAC with the Epoch Times. It's when they sent the letter. They sent the letter to the Department of Justice and the FBI first. And then they sent it to the media as though it was factual. In that, they committed malice. So he is suing, and this is all meant to overturn Sullivan versus the New York Times, which gives the press the ability to spread any amount of lies, and they can hide behind the First Amendment. They can slander you. They can maliciously lie about you, and you can't do anything about it. Maybe it's time to change that. Maybe it's time to put that in front of a different Supreme Court. Or do you trust this Supreme Court at all? I don't. And apparently Donald Trump doesn't either, because he really hammered them hard yesterday. Let's go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, good morning, brother. How are you today?
Okay. I will say right now, there was two good points the former president has made at his speech. And Republicans better pay attention, especially establishment ones. Number one, he added seats to the House at high levels, and there was double-digit wins about 70% of those races. How come he's never got to, he should have been on the coattails, should not have been reverse. And then on the Senate side, if it wasn't him helping Cocaine Mitch, he wouldn't be Speaker. I mean, not Speaker, but Senate Majority Leader. he wouldn't have a seat. They're unappreciative of these establishment rats, and I hope and pray that Oregon Republicans, up and down, I know we got new leadership, they better get it in their little heads that you better unite the state and put your little rhetoric of the nine counties that represent the Willamette Valley from Columbia along the gorge from the river to the to Lynn and Benton County. Better get their heads out of the pump and get ready and stand up. And let's reveal up with all the other counties as a party, as one voice and everything else. Last thing I want to say, how come my beer, how come my bourbon is always the one get cut up in it, you know? But, you know, they want to raise a 3,000% tax on this stuff. It's time, people. I mean, I'm sick and tired of legislation like what they got. They pushed out a committee last week concerning my right to go to the airport to take my firearm to, in case I want to fly out. Based on their stupid law, you can't even get into the airport if you're going to be flying out of state to do some work, whether it's hunting.
You're right, by the way. And in fact, you're yes, right. Sir. The supposed amendment that was reported in the, that I reported on actually from the OPB story is incorrect. It's false. It only relates to the Portland airport. And yet it doesn't even still protect you at the Portland airport. It still allows, let's say you're in Canby. There's a grocery store next to City Hall. If they say City Hall in Canby is off limits to concealed carry holders, the way this amendment was written, it still allows the adjacent property, in this case, a grocery store, to then also be off limits to you, and you may not even know that.
The most important thing is, people, it is, y'all, we need a right. If we need to raise hell on them marble nut house on Court Street in Salem, Oregon, it must be done peacefully with one voice across the lines. And it's critical race theory, Barbara Streisand, Bull Sugar. That's basically what that math thing was. Emasculation, yep, of European Americans when we should be judged by content of our character, not the color of our skin. When will Bynum, when will Manning, when will Prozansky, and who's the other? Frederickson? You got crap, yes, in your Luke city of Portland. Get your crap together and clean your house up before you can leverage on the whole state with your narrow-minded butts. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. It's always good to hear your voice and your perspective. Christy writes regarding Trump. I think Trump's speech was absolutely perfect. What about you? What did you think? There's an article we'll get into written in the No Q report. From now till 2023 is the headline. The Republican establishment will try to reduce Trump's sway. Yep. Back in a moment. 6:20. Come on and sing my song all night long.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So what did you think of Donald Trump's speech at CPAC, if you heard it? Where do you think that takes the movement, the MAGA movement? Where do you think it takes the Republican Party? What do you think the swamp creatures, well, and there's different categories of them, and I want to get into that here in a little bit, but I really want to know what you thought about it, if you listened to it. You know, I have looked online, and maybe some of you can find this for me while I'm on the show, but I have not seen ratings numbers from it. Fox carried it because I was listening to it on Fox while I was outside working. It was just too nice of a day yesterday. Folks, I got out and got some vitamin D sun. Face got a little red from working out. It felt great, actually. But I was listening to it on Fox. Haven't seen the numbers, so I don't know how well listened. But my guess is it was pretty big, but I don't have anything to base that on. So maybe some of you can find that. What were the ratings on his speech yesterday? Something that I do want to share with you is how important it is to take care of yourself. I mean, I try this, you know, after I was done working yesterday, I went out and ran a couple of miles and it felt great. But I'm a little sore this morning. Okay. So therefore leads me to what I want to recommend to you is do what I do. I use a pain stick with CBD in it from Salem based company ProBioscience. And boy, does it work. It really does. Maybe it'll work for you. If you want to feel better with some of your soreness, maybe you sleep on your neck wrong like I do sometimes. The pain stick really helps. And it lasts a long time. And of all of the topicals that I've used over the years, nothing works as good as the pain stick. Now that and a lot of their other products is something that can be beneficial to you. And frankly, you can have great confidence in because first of all, they are based in Salem. Number two is they only use Oregon grown CBD. And I can tell you as a former CBD hemp grower, nobody has tougher standards in the state or in the country, rather U.S. than Oregon. You're going to be assured you're not only getting everything that they say you're getting because you can talk directly to them and they can prove it to you. But number two, you know, it's the highest quality product like there is. Go online and check out all of their great products, including some beauty products, ladies. Truly. Go to pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And if you order anything online, you can use today. I know today's the 1st of March. We'll use the code Valentine one more day. You get 15% off. Tomorrow we'll have a new code, but today it's Valentine. Go ahead and use it one more time. And you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. So from now till 2023, the Republican establishment is going to try to reduce Trump's sway. That's the headline in the story here on the No Q report. They never wanted him to be the nominee is the subheadline. They tolerated him as president. They cheered some quietly when he lost. Now they want him to just go away, but he won't. Why should he? J.D. Rucker is the author, and he writes this. At CPAC yesterday, Donald Trump reaffirmed what many of us already knew. This is his Republican Party. That's not to say he has any sway with lawmakers currently on Capitol Hill or the RNC itself, but he still holds the hearts and minds of a majority of Republican voters. Conservatives and populists generally love him. The moderates and the neocons who support the Republican establishment do not. Now, he goes on to talk about how CPAC is really a big tent, moderate Republican organization, and even though it's run by Matt Schlapp, and Matt and Mercedes are conservatives, and the American Conservative Union, that's their organization that puts on CPAC and has for a very long time. But what came out of so many of the big tent establishment Republicans is that they falsely claim that if the big tent is led by conservatives and populist principles, it ain't going to work. They're wrong. It did work. It worked just about everywhere. Now, not so much in Oregon, but certainly across the country. I mean, just look at how many more votes, Donald. You got 11 million more votes, maybe 12, that we know of. And he said something yesterday. He talked about votes being thrown out. He's right. A lot of votes were, and that can be documented. But the second takeaway from yesterday's CPAC speech, according to J.D. Rucker here, is that Donald Trump chooses to stay in politics. And as long as he does, he wields tremendous power over the true Republican Party base. The space does not include establishment leadership or swamp-loving mega-donors. It's just us, the people, the heart and soul of the conservative movement. We believe in an America First vision that embraces personal liberties and limited government. And while President Trump wasn't always able to reduce the size of government, he strongly defended our freedoms and managed the nation with an America First mentality that we, the more than one that we've seen from any president in the last century. Now, I want to say that J.D. Rucker's right about what he writes here, but it's actually Trump wields tremendous power over far more than just the Republican Party base. The independent, unaffiliated voters, and there's a ton of them in Oregon, folks, but all across the country, and a lot of conservative Democrats who haven't bought into this transgender crap being forced down our throats by the Biden administration, by Governor Kate Brown. Or this math is racist stuff, critical race theory is the stuff that Ron talked about. Folks, this is all not resonating with the majority of Americans, folks. And it's going to play out. And Trump said it yesterday in his speech. He hit a lot of themes, but he said something that I think is probably backed up by polling, but he just does it intuitively, and it's this. Biden is already governing far more radical, and he gave examples, especially with your daughters no longer being able to compete. Why? Because Biden is allowing transgender males to compete against them. Boy, if you don't think there's an undercurrent of that that's going to have an impact down the road, you're not thinking right. 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Did you watch Donald Trump's speech? What did you think of it? How did it make you feel? Now, there's a reason I'm doing that. There's a reason I'm asking that question, because that's kind of where we're at, isn't it? But I don't know about you, but I mean, after the huge letdown of, we have this never before seen energy in a presidential election on one side. The laughability of Joe Biden hiding in his basement and, you know, showing up occasionally at a car rally with like a dozen cars showing up, honking horns. I mean, just the absurdity of that. And then thousands and thousands and thousands of people showing up at 52 Trump rallies. It just blew your mind. Seeing the numbers at night. 9 o'clock at night, West Coast time, watching it at midnight, and, you know, when the election should have been over, and Trump leading everywhere. Just about. And then having what happened. And then everything that's transpired since, and our hopes are just the roller coaster, right? I mean, we had hopes that these cases would come before the various courts. And frankly, folks, you still have to realize, in fact, Sidney Powell said this, Gateway Pundit's got a story. It was a live, you can watch a video of it, yesterday, in a podcast. She said there's more than enough evidence in the public now to more than reverse the election in at least 5 states. Well, that may be true. But not unless it actually gets in front of courts. Now, there are 40 lawsuits still working. I did not know this, but it is true. There are 40 lawsuits still working in the various states about this issue. Okay. But the emotional roller coaster of all of this stuff, and then Trump yesterday really slamming, as I would expect that he would do, the Supreme Court. There's a story about that, by the way, in by Andrea Widberg, who's written a lot about the steal and all of that. It's in the American Thinker, and I'll get to it maybe a little bit later. But I just, folks, we've been on this roller coaster, right, of emotion. And it's different this time. At least it is for me, and I want to know what you think. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. How is this different? Well, I think it's different in this manner. I didn't feel this way when H.W. Bush lost to Bill Clinton. I was disappointed, yes. I didn't feel this way when McCain lost to Obama or Romney to Obama. I feel this way now. What am I feeling? America is at a place that we've never been before, I think. Yes, you've heard me say it many times. We've been through revolutions, and we have. But we're in a different place now. Because what's at stake is every bit, or maybe even more important, than what our founders felt was at stake. When everything that led up to the Declaration of Independence. Everything. It's at stake now. Everything that we hold dear is at stake, and we know it. You see, we've never seen Antifa come out and attack our government institutions, attack the very principles and foundations of a modern civil society. We are now. We've never seen academia aligned against us. See, in 1776, the press, by and large, not all, but most of the press was aligned against the tyranny of the crown. It's just the opposite today. The press is the tyranny of the government. Antifa is the fascist enforcing arm, along with Black Lives Matter, of the leftist tyrannical movement. Our politicians are aligned against us. Social media is aligned against us. And in many places, our churches are aligned against us. Yes, you heard me right. We're at a place we've not been before. Now, if you add in that to the incredible debt that this country has, and I mean actual debt, folks, in addition to the unfunded liabilities, all these promises that we've made, and it's stunning. In fact, it's not only stunning. That's why I say we are at a place we've never been before. Now, that doesn't mean that the Patriots in the 1700s didn't feel the way we feel, because from their perspective, I'm sure they did. And if you go back and you read the writings of the founders of this nation, the Federalist Papers and others, you know they felt the way we feel. But the difference is this. They were forming a republic. They were taking from the writings of the great philosophers about mankind and the man's desire to live free. They were taking from all of that. and trying to create something that had never happened before, a constitutional republic, where the power is vested in the people. Today, we're trying to preserve the liberties that we have enjoyed, that were paid for at this enormous cost and price by our founders. That's the difference. They were trying to create a system of government and of liberties that innately inside every human being they knew was right. Today, we're trying to preserve everything that we know is right. And at every juncture of your life, it is being threatened by politics, by politicians, by the media, by education, academia, by culture, and yes, even by institutions of faith. And by the way, folks, that just cuts across the party lines. It cuts across biblical lines of whether you're Catholic or you're evangelical or you're Jewish. It doesn't matter, folks. I watched a Catholic priest yesterday at CPAC speak powerfully true words of liberty as he was interviewed by the RSN radio network, just television radio network. And you know what? This man is right on. He's a Catholic. I'm an evangelical. Doesn't matter. He believes in liberty and he knows about human nature and how important it is that we preserve liberty. And this president, Donald Trump, is the president who has done more in liberty than anyone else since Ronald Reagan. And frankly, is even more than Ronald Reagan. Reagan's impact was profound. Trump's impact is profound. So what did you think of his speech? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. What did you think of it? Now, the swamp didn't like it. And I knew the swamp would not like it. And J.D. Rucker in this piece lays it out today, folks. The establishment is going to do everything they can from now until 2023, when Donald Trump will and can become the nominee. And he joked about that twice. In fact, I was talking with my mother about that last night. And he joked about it a couple of times in his speech. I think he made it very obvious he fully intends to run again in 2024, because he talked about beating the Democrats for the third time. The establishment is going to do everything they can to tear him down. I think that's right. And you see, there are different levels of establishment. Some of these people, as J.D. Rucker writes out, are going to be assigned to attack him and his leadership. Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, you know, Trump went hard against all of them. Every Republican that voted in favor of impeachment or conviction, he went hard, and good for him. We need to help defeat every single one of them. I'll get to more of that a little bit later. And then you have the others out there that are pro-Trump on their face until the last moment. We'll get into that and then where we're going. Also, I want to know, what did you think of his speech? Did it inspire you? Did it give you hope? It should have. 648.
Haiti, believers, had light on their faces as they marched through town to the riverside. They baptized believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour, so what did you think of Trump's speech? The establishment's going to work against him. The Kevin McCarthy's, Lindsey Graham's, Bill Barr's, Mitch McConnell's, they pretend to be Trump's staunchest supporters, then they pull the rug out from underneath of them. And frankly, underneath us. So how are we going to fight back? There's no simple options, but there's an energy there, folks. There's an opportunity. I keep talking about this because it's true. There is an opportunity. An opportunity to remake how political parties function, at least to some extent. And by the way, I'm really glad he came out right away, and I knew he would, saying we're not starting a third party. That's fake news. And it is, and it was, all along. As Trump made it very clear yesterday, he is still the head of this party, and he is. And folks, he's going to be out actively campaigning because he started this new super PAC. And that's one of the ways you and I can help defeat the rhinos, but also change how parties fund. He's going to be out there, folks. He's going to be a force to be dealt with. Believe me, he is. And that's a good thing. Before I go to the phones, I want to thank Eric Azer for being one of our great sponsors of this show, Righteous Renovations. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. If you're looking for a contractor that you could truly trust, he's your guy. He and his team, they know exactly what to do to make you a happy, satisfied customer. Don't take my word for it. Go to the website. See the great before and after pictures. And frankly, just read the great comments of satisfied customers. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Did you watch his speech?
Oh, of course I did. You know how interested I am in politics in our country and all of those good things. It was a good speech. Typical Trump, that is for sure. And I agree with you that the establishment doesn't like the fact that he's gonna be involved. There is no doubt about it. The swamp does need to be cleaned up, and, you know, the government's about the people, not, and you've heard me say this 100,000 times, the special interests and stuff. And it'll be interesting to see how things progress. However, I notice that, Kurt Schrader was one of only two Democrats that voted against this fiasco of a, you know, supposed pandemic relief bill. And of course, he's getting a big headache from the Democrats that he voted against it. But I do find it very interesting that he did vote against it. I think he's fearful of his job, Jeff, in the next election. But we'll see.
Well, I think he is too.
Well,
I think he is too.
And I'm suspect of that, of our election too, and of course, I feel we need to get rid of the mail-in ballots, et cetera, here in the state. But you know how that goes. So anyways, I think Trump is definitely going to make things interesting. Listen to another channel that was talking about CPAC, and they don't think, this talk show host doesn't think that Liz Cheney is going to lose, no matter how many candidates they put up against her, but I hope she's replaced in those other 10, and we can't replace all of the 7 senators, but there are some that are up for re-election right now that need to be replaced.
I think Liz Cheney will be replaced. Her numbers, her negatives, I mean, her approval rating is below 20%. I mean, it was something like, it was either 14 or 17% in a poll just very recently, Art. You cannot have that kind of low approval ratings in your own party. It doesn't matter how much money she raises. She's done. And Trump, believe me, if you notice, Art, last night in his speech, he kept her to the very last. He's going to make her his number one target. I can guarantee you he is going to be in her district, and it's going to be powerful, and she's going to lose big time, and she needs to. And Trump needs to go to every one of these districts. And that's why he's formed this super PAC. I think this is how we send a powerful message, and it needs to be sent.
Well, it's the only thing that I'm going to give money to, as far as getting Republicans reelected in 2022. And hopefully we put up some good candidates and raise some good money and actually change the face of our federal, you know, the Democrats, of course, are heavy in federal legislators, and I'd like to see a few more Republicans in there.
Well, and we'll have an opportunity, because I think there's highly likely that Oregon picks up another congressional seat. But I think it's a very interesting observation you made about Kirk Schrader. Here's a guy who's in truly a swing district, who won by pretty big numbers. I think he's worried, and I think he's worried because Amy Ryan Corser, who was at CPAC, by the way, has already filed to run against him again. I think he knows. Kurt is sensing that something's going on, and that the Democrats, because he knows the Democrats, are going to overextend once again. And they only hold a 5-seat majority in the House of U.S. House of Representatives. It's a very tenuous hold. Art, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And thanks for sharing your thoughts about Donald Trump's speech. Folks, what did you think of his speech? And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I agree with J.D. Rucker. There are some things we can do that we must do for us to not only win, take over Congress and win with Donald Trump in 2024, but frankly, what will translate to us winning in Oregon. Yes, it's possible. 6:59, back in another moment. Just a few minutes. Stick around, won't you? Another great hour to go. You're listening to Political Coffee.